And on the first day of 10 Days of Dawn, Iran has begun ceremonies marking the 30th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Here's more with my colleague Shiva Bakhtiari.
The ceremonies kicked off at 9:33 a.m. local time as school bells as well as bells of churches and synagogues echoed across the country. Verses from Holy Quran in mosques were recited and factories, trains and ships' horns were blown. February 1, 1979 marks the day when Iran's Islamic Revolution leader, late Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, returned to Tehran after 14 years in exile. Late Imam Khomeini returned to the country to lead the revolution against the U.S.-backed regime of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. The revolution ended in victory 10 days later. Iran commemorates the historic event each year during a period of 10 days called Dahe-e Fajr or the 10-day dawn. Earlier today, on the first day of the 10-day dawn, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, visited the mausoleum of Imam Khomeini in southern Tehran to pay homage to the lofty soul of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei also paid tribute to the souls of martyrs of the Islamic Revolution in the National Cemetery, Behesht Zahra. Also on the first day of the 10-day dawn celebrations, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and his cabinet members paid tribute to the founder of the Islamic Revolution. The president and his ministers visited Imam Khomeini's mausoleum to renew allegiance to the ideas of the late leader. In a speech marking the Islamic Revolution's commemoration ceremonies, Ahmadinejad described the event as the most powerful and most influential element in the world's current developments. He said the Islamic Revolution was a new chapter in the history of humankind and said despite the passing of only 30 years of its victory, the revolution has managed to collect a unique record of brilliant achievements.